Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting in the planet. Enjoy the show.
Life Conversations, the radio show, is dedicated to empowering its listeners spiritually, emotionally, socially, and financially. The radio show provides the platform for the stimulation of thoughts, conversations, and ways of being that allow listeners to explore and examine what it is they believe and decide whether what they believe is keeping them stuck and disempowered or empowering them to live their best life.
Hi, this is Jack Armstrong, author of Lessons from the Source, a spiritual guidebook for navigating life's journey. You're listening to Life Conversations Radio.
Yeah. Thank you. I live love. I breathe love. I share love. Loving you, life, with a child's heart. As I step into the ship of love, this light, this abundance, and embark upon this magical voyage to truth. On a real, real, real relationship, I anchor my spiritual world into my physical world. I balance my heaven and my earth and move right into my center. I am committed. I am ready to match and align my passion with yours, life. With your vigor, with your excitement, your interesting places and scenarios. So where will we go? Where will we travel together now for the rest of this blessed voyage? As I anchor myself with you and merge with your goodness, what shall we accomplish together? Shall we merge into the greatest lovers the universal order has ever known? Will you come completely to me as I come to meet you? Shall we dance? Like, you are my perfect partner. I couldn't have a partner. My relationship with you is the greatest I've ever known. Have I been good to you? Have I allowed you to be good to me? Have I been receptive to your gifts that you so wonderfully share, so openly share with me? Have I been giving you everything that you desire of me? Have I satisfied you? Will you remember me when I'm gone? I'm never leaving your life. I'm always going to be here. What will you remember of me, life? When I leave this physical plane, have I made such a significant impact that my imprint will be everlasting? Have I touched the lives of those in your precious care? Life, I'm just saying, I'm committed now to the process of becoming a master life partner. Thank you, life. Thank you, love. It's a love thing. I'm just saying. Thank you for joining us on this playground of life. Thank you for coming every week and being right here with us playing, just deciding to play. That awesome tune you heard was a tune by 1 Billion Rising. You can find their music on 1billionrising.org. The song was called Break the Chain. It's time. It's the only time, this now present moment, where we can commit to massive measure and stop playing with small change. It's time. It's a love thing, y'all. You know, I always ask some questions for you. So I just have three. Today, I'm just going here. I would scale it down, okay? Are you saying yes to life today? These are easy, I know. Are you saying yes to love today? Are you saying yes to your abundance, which is all around you, right now, in this now present moment? I have one. I have to come with it. Are you living life loving with a child's heart? All right. Or are you living life with a pure imagination? At the top, you heard George Thrillis. That is my favorite, one of my favorite pieces. Pure Imagination, and you can find his music on ezonemusic.com. So I have a very special treat today. I have one of my favorite playmates in the house. Actually, I see more. I see more around me right now, and I'm just so excited. All the playmates, all my favorite people. Yay! All the play experience. Welcome, 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 welcome with us. Today, we have Dora Chambers. Dora Chambers is a woman of power, passion, and purpose. She don't play around, y'all. She's an independent business consultant, success coach, a speaker, and a motivator, big time. In 2001, Ms. Chambers launched her Women's Empowerment Conference, Embracing the Journey, empowering thousands of women throughout the country. She is honored as a keynote speaker for many churches, schools, and organizations. She also develops and facilitates marketing and sales training for several organizations and companies. She has been honored as a recipient of many awards, both for her business achievements and community activism. As a passionate philanthropist, Dora founded the Koyaba House Foundation in 1998, dedicated to working with homeless families and children in the U.S. and Ghana. And in honor and memory of her very dear friends and business associates, she is devoted to raising awareness to breast cancer through health and wellness seminars and fundraisers, as the founder of the Pink Ladybug Foundation, which I'm sure she's going to share with us. In fulfilling her life purpose, Dora is committed to empowering people with an inspiring message. Success is your birthright. I had to say that slogan. I was just loving it. And you have the power to choose your greatness and live your life's dream. Her motto is, in order to be successful in anything you do in life, you must first dare to dream and expect to win, and then big, okay? I have to give you a big hug. Thank you for that, Dora. I love you, love you, love you, and welcome to the play experience.
Back then, I'm giving you a big hug back as well. Good evening.
Good evening. Yes, indeed. Dora, Dora, Dora. Hey,
yeah,
hey,
we're playing
hey.
Again.
Yes, we are. It's always inevitable. We always find our way back to this playground of life, I tell you.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
Dora, you know the scoop. You know what you got to do. You got to tell people who is Dora Chambers. Now, they heard my version, but
yeah.
He is never same. So we're going to pass this mic over to you and let you handle it.
Wow, who is Dora Chambers? Well, that's always a huge question, and it's something that I'm in search of every day and defining myself each and every single day. But truly, just a child of God that has been blessed to surrender to the calling and the purpose of my life, and have really been blessed to be used to be a mouthpiece and ambassador for hope and an ambassador for endless possibility, and someone that has really surrendered my all to God's purpose in my life to touch and speak life and to heal, men and women and the nations. And through the spoken word, through the power of the hands, and just really being able to create extraordinary platforms that allows us to do just that, whether it's through our Women's Empowerment Conferences, whether it's through our Speak Life TV platform as well, where we're learning truly and appreciating and celebrating the power of the spoken word. Just someone that is just completely surrendered to that which God has called me to do, and just doing it with love and joy and passion, and just with a complete commitment to, listen and pay very close attention to that which God is calling me to do. So I'm just a vessel. I'm just a mouthpiece, and that is doing my work. And in doing my work, I'm hoping and praying that God uses me to touch others as well.
Indeed. Well, without a
yeah.
doubt, we already know it's true. We already know it's true.
Yeah.
And I appreciate all the wonderful work. You are certainly a wonderful role model in your work with women. And speaking of that, we teach where we are and where we come from, our experiences.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so do you mind sharing with us what actually happened in your life to have you serve us up embracing the journey of self, you know?
And right, yeah, embracing the journey. Well, it was such a revelation for me many years ago. Back in 2000, 2001, I had many life altering experiences, and one was one of my best friends was diagnosed with breast cancer. And then at that time, I also took a journey over to the motherland, to Ghana, West Africa, to start a new life there. And, you know, just going through, you know, just the many chapters and seasons in your life. And also in my business arena, in my business circle, so many women were coming to me and really asking me to, you know, do women's leadership. And, you know, what is there something different about women? Can you speak to the women to really share with women, you know, what's different in the business arena and how is we as women can rise up to the top and take our business to the next level, not just in business, but in our lives as well. And at that point, it was just such a huge need to create a platform. I used to shy away from it because I didn't want women to think that it was anything different. It's just that we just had to recognize how powerful we were and that we just needed to walk in that greatness. And then that was the aha moment for me. I realized so many women and so many of us don't have that knowledge. We didn't have that understanding. So we're so busy seeking and searching outside of ourselves and couldn't really appreciate the power that we have within. And that came to me, embracing the journey was really about being where you are and being okay with where you are and understanding that every situation and every moment in your life is a moment to learn. It's a teaching opportunity, not only for ourselves, but for others around us as well. And embracing the journey really is about just that. Embrace the journey, wherever you are, whatever emotion that you're going through, whatever season that you're going through, embrace it. Because as my favorite scripture says, Romans 8:28, all things work together for the good. So no matter where you are, embrace it and understand and appreciate the fact that there's a lesson in it. And it's an opportunity to grow, and it's an opportunity to catapult you to the next level or the next glory, if you will, in your life. So be present where you are and understand and allow yourself to feel it and to be in it. And to be. And so embracing the journey was really birthed as that, as a women's empowerment platform. And since then, we started our first event in 2001 and just been able to reach women from, you know, starting in Atlanta, and then we started branching out to other cities and other states. And this year, we're excited to have a six-city tour with our Embracing the Journey Circle of Sisters conference as well. We're launching our first one, as you know, this year, this coming Saturday. I know we'll be talking about that a little bit later, here in Atlanta, Georgia. So embracing the journey is just that, to embrace, to hold, to journey in that journey, that destination of life, because we understand in life there is no destination. The journey continues, and it's forever evolving, and it is the opportunity to grow and to stretch and to get better. But truly, it's a journey to go back to your original truth about who you are and whose you are, and embrace and love that.
And you,
we gotta
love
that.
I love. Yeah, absolutely. What I really love is the word embrace.
Yeah.
I mean, it's something about, you know, being in that embrace and really feeling the love that, and how the Creator really, when we get in touch with the presence, yes, when we are in the presence, we're feeling stroked and loved from the inside, you know, and being able to go there. We are very emotional beings. We have an abundance of emotions, you know, all of us, but particularly women are known for being, quote-unquote, over-emotional, but emotion nonetheless. And so that emotion can really heal us if we decide to direct it, you know, if we allow ourselves to be in the presence of the Creator. And the only way to do that is to really be appreciative and grateful about the abundance that's already here, you know, and how it's really interesting how we, like you said earlier, people are always looking outside of themselves to be fulfilled. They're always looking, and women, yes, but we got to go there. Yes, we have to go there today, this moment. Yes, indeed. And we, women are particularly adept at looking outside of ourselves for joy, to be loved. When we are love, we are L-O-V-E, love in big capital letters, with an underline under. Yeah.
Yeah.
And so in having this, with the way I see these events that you're doing and I'm doing and others are doing so powerfully, is that it restores the power that has been given away. It hasn't been stolen. It's been given away. And finding the emotional abundance, yeah? The emotional abundance will bring any other abundance, because it is the abundance. In that gratitude and in that joy and in that peace that comes from, it's pure joy. It's about the energy of, I'm going to follow what my heart is inspiring me to do, say, or be. I'm going to give myself all over this situation that my heart is inspiring me to do that. And being able to pay attention, being able to really pay attention to what you want in life or what you want to have in life, and dismissing what you don't like anymore, it will bring you. And I know this to be true because this is my experience. And as I said, we can only go from where we are. So this is where I am. And this is real for me. Abundance emotionally can bring you total abundance and creativity. You know, we are all creative at our core, you know. And women, we are that yin energy that we hold it pours all over. Just like water. So when I want to ask you about healthy, wealthy, and wise, speaking about abundance, what does that mean to you in your life?
Well, for me, it truly is about embracing the power of self and really appreciating the power of who God created us to be and who he's created me to be, and to walk in that truth without apology. with boldness. With boldness and conviction, because truly, you know, so many of us have a problem with that. We have a problem with being bold in our strength and in our power and our talent and our gift that God has given us, and we kind of apologize for it or we shy away from it. So part of the journey, is being okay with who you are and all your grandeur that God has created us all to be. And then really appreciating the fact that in that abundance and in creating wealth, in that self, that health and wellness, you know, building a business, and for many years, it'll be 19 years being self-employed, you know, I had to appreciate that you're not wealthy if your temple is not whole and it's broken and it's diseased and it's, you know, it's toxic. Without your temple being whole, it's impossible, in my opinion, it's impossible to truly have wealth in any other area, especially for women, because in my opinion, once you heal the woman, you heal the home. Once you heal the home, you heal the communities, and then the nations. And so it's so important for the woman to be whole, healthy, and complete, both mentally, spiritually, and emotionally, and as you know, most importantly, physically. And then that, as you say, and then the abundance spreads out into the physical and the energy, you know, the monetary energy that follows with that. But being centered in your health and being centered in your wellness and continue to embrace the healing process, because many of us, in embracing the emotional abundance, there is a healing that needs to take place and must take place on a regular basis. And making sure we're continuing to cleanse and to purge, you know, that which is not serving us and that which is toxic and that which is creating discomfort within our minds and our bodies and our spirits. So for me, you know, really embracing the journey of self, health, and wealth is just that. First, you have to appreciate who you are, you know, and the power that you have and that, you know, that you can create. And create this extraordinary world, and you can write it, you can direct it, you can write the script, you know, and then really appreciating the power of taking care of self, taking care of that temple, you know, taking care of your mind and your mental state and your physical health. And then from there, you can build a platform to create wealth beyond measure.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. And we all have this God-given ability to heal anything, to be able to heal anything. Anything, as they say. Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
And it's that energy of I loved it, and I was laughing very. I had to stop myself because I was about to go into one, but I was laughing for two reasons. Because I was laughing. Number one is because you do go with that boldness, and I love that about you. I love that boldness. And number two is because I was one of those folks talking about that was like, oh no, let me tiptoe around. You know, I'm gonna hurt somebody else if I'm rich. You know,
yeah,
I'm gonna
yeah.
hurt somebody else if I look good or if I, you know, that. You know, truth be told, that was the case, yeah? But it was the case. And being able to honor that within yourself and say, okay, that was part of my journey, and I mm-hmm. have learned, done, done, and done, you know? And so for me, it's a beautiful idea to embrace whatever the journey is that you're on, wherever you've come from, wherever you are now, just standing in that grace and standing in that love and saying, okay, this is where I am. This is
uh-huh.
where I am. And I know without a doubt, because I know the creator within me,
yeah.
that everything exists for me and that I can have everything that I absolutely desire.
Yeah.
You know?
Yes. As the writer wrote, Marianne Williamson, I believe it was for the Nelson Mandela speech, you know, our greatest fear is that we're powerful beyond measure and that he didn't give it to some of us. He gave it to all of us. And us playing
that's
small does not serve anyone.
It's not serving anyone. Matter of fact, it's to their detriment because
mm-hmm.
each and every one of us are here with unique gifts. Each and
yeah.
every one of us has a unique experience to share. And to actually not – and to be playing small change, like I said, and not massive
mm-hmm.
measure – massive measure is to do the work of the creator. That's it. There's no other. There's nothing to talk about. We're going to go to break, and we'll be right back.
Okay.
All right.
Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
Hello, this is motivational speaker Les Brown, and you're listening to Life Conversations. It's going to change your life.
Life Conversations, the radio show, is dedicated to empowering its listeners spiritually, emotionally, socially, and financially. The radio show provides the platform for the stimulation of thoughts, conversations, and ways of being that allow listeners to explore and examine what it is they believe and decide whether what they believe is keeping them stuck and disempowered or empowering them to live their best life.
Hey, this is Jenny Cressman. I worked in the field of woman abuse for almost 20 years, and I want to give you something to think about. I don't generally like labels, but lately, I've begun to feel that one little label is really important to embrace. Feminism. There, I've said it. The new F word. For too many people, that's a dirty word. But really, feminism is about equality. Feminists seek greater social, political, and economic equality of the sexes. It's about raising women up to the same level as men. So, I'm an F word. How about you?
Did you know that color therapy has been used for thousands of years? But many of us don't realize that we've actually been practicing some form of color therapy our entire lives. We choose the colors we wear, the colors we eat, our furnishings, and wall colors. And whether you're selecting a color for your next car or toothbrush, all of your color choices are meant to make you feel better. I'm Elaine Marie, the director of Aura House School of Color and Light, and the founder of Color Therapy Month. This March, please join me in celebrating the healing power of color. For ideas on how you can participate in this worldwide event, visit our website at colortherapymonth.com.
What would happen if you didn't follow the established path? Would you feel scared or proud? Could you explain that helping the people of Peru improve their own community would also have an effect on your own? Would you rather make your own way or spend a lifetime saying, what if? Life is calling. How far will you go? Peace Corps. To find out more, call 1-800-424-8580 or go to peacecorps.gov.
Life Conversations, committed to assisting you move from where you are to where you want to be. Have courage, make that move.
I feel so alone, a ship that's lost at sea. When he walked out on me, I didn't have a plan B. Where do I go to now? How could I let this be? No one here to love, and no one
starting here today.
who's going to breathe the breath back into me? I'm going to breathe it. I'm going to take my time, and I'm going to breathe this life, this love, right back into myself. And I'm going to circulate it back out to this world and this universe, and I'm going to encompass it all. That was Sherry Marie, the love goddess, the one who heals hearts through music. I tell you that it's one of my truly favorite of all times pieces. That is a powerful piece. Welcome back, my dear sister.
Thank you. Beautiful. I was sitting there enjoying our sister, Miss Sherry Marie.
Sherry Marie. And you can find
yeah.
her beautiful music. Her music is found on sherrymarie.com. That's C-H-E-R-I-M-A-R-E-E. Go get it today because it is definitely one of my favorites. It's a classic, and it will be around for all time because that women, as long as women are still in that lost state, now all of us are not, okay?
Mm-hmm.
I know that
mm-hmm.
those listening here are not. There's nothing going on with them. But there are some people who are having still the issues with the heart. And
yeah.
and those of us who still are dealing with it, we're always going to be loving, being loved upon by our sister Sherry Marie. So,
yeah.
back to you.
Yes, my darling.
My darling. Yes, indeed. So, we were talking before about healthy, wealthy, and wise and how important it was for women to, you know, be in that space to say, I can and I will, and it doesn't matter, like you do, Dora. You go in there and you work it out. So how can you tell women who are listening, how do women claim and strengthen a true and abundant connection with life, with love, with the Creator, and make a clear intention to live
mm-hmm.
authentically,
mm-hmm.
whole, healthy, and complete?
Yes. It always begins with prayer and meditation. I think
mm-hmm.
it's so important to begin every step, every movement, every waking hour with communion with God and, you know, the Most High, and just prayer and meditation, because it is so important to not only have that communion, but in meditation it's so important to listen and to give thanks for the breath of life and, you know, the gift that we have, the magnificent gift of life that God has given us. And sometimes we just up and we run and we're running and we're running and we're running and we forget to have the most important conversation of the day, and that's with our, you know, with our Creator. So it really begins with prayer and meditation and being still. Be still and know that I am God. Being still and listening and paying attention, and let Spirit guide you. Let Spirit guide you. That heart's desire, you know, desire means of the Father. That desire that he gives you, he will orchestrate it well. And because when he does it well. But it's really about taking time out to be still and to pray and to meditate and let Spirit guide you, and then be able to get up. Because I said, once you pray, now it's time to get off your knees and go to work. But once you do that, then don't be afraid to take action. You must be in a position to choose faith over fear. I often share that you can't see either one. You can't see faith and you can't see fear. But when you choose fear, it allows you to stay stuck. It allows you to create this stagnation in your life, and nothing flows. And as we know, with stagnation, everything dies. And then you become the walking dead, in my opinion. But then when you choose faith, it says faith without works is dead. So it requires you now to go do something and take that step. And you have to take it with a knowing. You know, that you know that you know that you know that God is orchestrating it. You may not see it, you may not understand it or how it's going to be done, but if you know that God has given it to you and it's in your core, it's in your heart, again, it's your heart's work and you're passionate about it, he will you take the step and he will just, the universe opens up, and it opens up in such amazing ways, and he aligns you. He aligns up the right people that will surround you in that network of individuals that will circle you. That's what it's about. It's the circle. It's about the embrace that will embrace you to help you on that journey and to realize your greatness and your power and celebrate it each and every single day. Even in your state of not understanding or even in that state where you're not really clear, celebrate it, because you know that you're going to see, and you're going to see clearly. And as you keep tapping deeper and praying more and meditating more, you will receive the clarity that you need. So I think it is really important with prayer and meditation, and then just walking in that belief and knowing that God's got it and the universe responds to you. It really does respond to you. What you speak, what you put out into the universe, it shall return. So in speaking that, then you must declare, speaking your I ams each and every single day. You know, I am beautiful, I am powerful, I am successful, I am a good wife, a good mother, a good daughter. I am, you know, I am bold, I am healthy, I'm wealthy. You know, speaking your I ams, whatever that is for you, but speak it with such conviction and a knowing. No, not I wish, not I want, because when you say the word I want, you're always in a posture of wanting it.
That's right. That's right.
Yeah,
and the universe. That's right. And the universe conspires to accommodate our views of reality. No matter what
that's
we,
right.
whatever your view of reality is, I'm poor. I'm sad. I'm unhappy. I'm grieving. I am. I am. I am. I am. And there's more.
Grieving.
And there's more because it's abundant. The
it's
universe
abundant.
Is abundant. And so yes, indeed. And so you're listening to Dora Chambers, the master motivator. I'm loving it. I know y'all are too. And I see a lot of other people on this playground. And if you do want to call in and you want to share a little bit before we go, we do have a few minutes left, but we do want to talk about this gift that you're giving Atlanta. The number to call in to give a shout out is 347-426-3346 and press 1 on the keypad. So, Dora, can you share what happens? And this, I want you to just take this right on into the conference like you know how to do.
Yes.
Can you share what happens to women in an atmosphere where there's true heart-to-heart experience, you know, in a room full of women, young and old, students and business women, you know, daughters, mothers, grandmothers? Can you share what happens?
What happens is an amazing transformation. What happens is an extraordinary rebirth of our very center and core of our heart. And there's a connection that takes place, and it's a divine connection with sisters, a sisterhood connection that definitely takes place, and that is authentic and it's pure and it's without judgment. And it's a safety net that women now can feel like they can just exhale. They can just exhale and they can just relax and they can just be. They can cry. They can laugh. They can dance without any embarrassment or out any external concern of what is somebody going to think about me. But now they know that they're connected heart to heart, standing side by side with women and beautiful, extraordinary, powerful women of purpose that is, you know, doing their work. And so together we will do our work together. And in that, there will be a bond that is created and a true connection that will not be broken. And when you walk in the room, you will feel that you're in a different place. And when you walk out of that room, you will know without a shadow of a doubt that you can claim it and that you can walk in it and that you can be powerful and beautiful all at the same time. And you can walk with your head held high, and there's a light and a love that surrounds you with these extraordinary sisters that truly are connecting at a higher level of consciousness together. And in that, we can walk in unison, even though we're walking and going to different places. But we can still walk with that connection that will never be broken. And so it is a day of celebration. It's a day of healing. It's a day of cleansing and purging. Again, it's a day to play. So we like to play. But it's a day of empowerment and upliftment like never before. And most importantly, it truly is a day to just celebrate just extraordinary and dynamic women and to be able to look at each other and embrace each other and embrace this journey together. And that's what the Circle of Sisters Conference is all about for me. That is not a cliche. It's not just a cute title. It's not something that just sounds good.
But it is, truly is an experience.
Happy people, baby.
Yes.
Happy people, baby. Okay, so tell us about who's going to be there, the time, the place, all that good stuff.
Yes, yes. So Saturday, this Saturday, March 1st, here in Atlanta, Georgia, at the Marriott Century Center, we are so honored to present our first Embracing the Journey Circle of Sisters Conference featuring keynote speakers, the one and only Sister Mbasa Safara. She's going to be joined by two extraordinary and dynamic women, Dr. Imani Ma'at, who's the author, who's a workshop facilitator. She's an extraordinary woman that deals with a lot of health issues, and she's going to take us through this journey and how to take better care of our body temple physically. And then we also have Dr. Ravella Logan Love, who was going to help us deal with our mental health. She, too, is the author and a workshop facilitator. She works with a lot of grieving counselors. She has a lot of programs that she helps, you know, families, women, men, children go through this process and understand this process of grieving and come out and, you know, better and empower with love. And she truly does. I mean, Dr. Love is love. She is love. Mm-hmm. So, and then, of course, you know, my sister, Sister Mbasa, I just can't wait with the three of you together, really, really having a platform to deal with health and wellness, the physical, yeah, the mental, and with you with, yeah, the spiritual platform. I'm so excited that we have special musical guests, Brother Tavares Stevens, spoken word musical artist who is extraordinary, has an amazing anointed voice. He's going to be serenading the sisters at our awards luncheon. And then, you know, the women are going to be treated all day and pampered all day and waited on all day by beautiful brothers, which we call the King of Hosts. So it is going to be amazing. It really is going to be. I'm excited. I'm so excited.
Yes.
And I'm honored.
Yes.
And I'm honored.
Yes.
I'm honored.
Yes. The excitement is brewing for sure. I can feel it.
Yes.
It's rising. The temperature is certainly rising over here in hot Atlanta. And,
yes,
and the thing I'm feeling, you said King of Hosts.
Yes.
I love it. And so tell us about that's pretty rich. And the awards, and we got a few minutes right now, maybe two.
Okay.
But
okay.
Tell us about the awards.
Yeah.
The
awards are being presented by Pink Ladybug Foundation, as you know, is our nonprofit organization. That's the breast health awareness organization, and it's called Embrace the Life Awards. Pink Ladybug Foundation was founded in loving memory of three of my dearest friends and girlfriends, Ms. Joyce Hilliard, Kim Cosby, and Barbara Matthews, all who succumbed to the battle of breast cancer over the last 8 years. So in their honor and continue to honor them and to be a voice for them, and that we call a new voice for Embracing Life, we have the Joyce Hilliard Courage Award, we have the Kim Cosby Outstanding Youth Award, and we also have the Miss Barbara Matthews Humanitarian Heart Award. So we have three women here in Atlanta that will be the recipients of these very special awards that will be presented to some extraordinary women that really exemplifies the courage. Extraordinary young woman who is doing some amazing things in her life in the early, very early stage of her life, which is what Kim was all about. And then we have an amazing woman that we're going to be honoring that's doing some extraordinary work with domestic violence and helping women that are survivors of domestic violence. And she's going to be receiving the Humanitarian Heart Award. So you want to come out and celebrate these women on Saturday and support them for the work that they're doing. And from our hearts to their hearts and the hearts of Joyce Hilliard, Kim Cosby, and Barbara Matthews, their spirit lives on as we continue to never forget the journey. And that's why these Embracing in Life Awards are so important and very special. So we look to celebrate these women and these sisters and lift them up. So make sure you visit our website at Circle Sisters. Eventbrite, that's B-R-I-T-E, .com. That's circlesisters.eventbrite.com. You'll find out all the information. We also partnered with an organization called Creating Opportunities for Girls, which celebrates and mentors outstanding high school students that are focused on STEM, the science, technology, engineering, and math opportunities. So we are adopting 10 young women to be able to attend the event, ages 14 to 18. So you can also donate to help these young ladies be able to attend for free as well. As also, we have some very special women that are coming that are survivors, breast cancer survivors, and survivors of domestic violence that will also be coming as our guests. So you can help give a gift of empowerment by making a donation as well. If you can't attend, you know, it would be awesome to be able to make it possible for someone to attend as well. We have a few seats left, and so we would love to see you there on Saturday.
You got it in, girl. See, that's what I'm talking about.
Did I do it?
And I wanna, you did the darn thing. So thank you, my lovely sister, for joining us on the playground. And I really love, I would say real quick, that I really love that you are really embracing the young sisters and what you do with them, and that you, my dear, are a serious role model to follow in terms of embracing sisters and embracing life and love. So with that, Dora Chambers, thank you for allowing us into your chamber. And we will look forward to this Saturday. Much love to you, my dear.
Peace and blessings. Namaste.
Peace out. All right. You heard it. And this was a beautiful, beautiful time on the playground. I really enjoyed myself with all of you. We had a masterful time. I'll look for you next week. And we'll, of course, have a whole lot more fun. So we're going out here with Gifts of the Goddess, Karen Drucker. And you can find her music at KarenDrucker.com, of course. All right. Well, I'll see you next week. I love you. I bless you. And I thank the Creator for you. I'm Basa out.
Love, joy, and peace. Gifts of the Goddess. I am ready to receive. I am ready.
Are you ready?
Joy.
Joy.
I am ready.
Are you ready?
Peace. I am ready.
Are you ready?
I am ready to receive. These are the gifts of the Goddess. Love, joy, and peace. Talking about gifts of the Goddess.
Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting on the planet. Enjoy the show.
Life Conversations. We dare you to live your best life.